our son was an organ donor. He had died in a car accident in 2006, and he was an organ donor. He became an organ donor, as were his wishes. And we felt that it was important that that message would get across to people. I mean, people always understand that recipients, that organ donation for recipients is obviously hugely important because they get a chance at a new life. But for donor families, I don't think people realise even the comfort that having donated a loved one's organs can be at the time and ongoingly. And that's certainly what we found. And we thought that it would be something to be lovely to be able to do something to bring that message out across. So we set up our foundation, our charity, Strange Boat Donor Foundation. And we had a few different projects. One of them was setting up a dedicated website, which would kind of give comfort and support to donor families. And then the idea, I think it was 2010, the idea of creating a garden, a space, one space, because there wasn't anything like that in the country. So we thought we'd do something. And to be honest, I don't think we realized what a big project we were taking on. From the idea, probably in 2010, the garden finally was created and opened in 2014.
And tomorrow's event as well, you're expecting over 400 and counting. You were saying the attendance could go up even by tomorrow.
It could. I mean, it's wonderful that the reaction and the response from the donor families. And it is really an event to honour and celebrate and honour the lives of the donors and then remember the donor families as well. So there will obviously be other members from the from organ donation community, like the recipients, and there will obviously as well be some medical people who are involved in organ donation and in bringing all these people together, bringing the donor families and the recipients and the medical practitioners, that it will be a positive and an uplifting experience for all. But it will be a very big attendance. So I'm hoping that, well, first of all, that the weather will be kind to us. And secondly, that we'll all have space in the Circle of Life Garden, which is located in the Quincentennial Park in Salt Hill. The ceremony itself, we have the unveiling of a special feat in memory of Angeline Cook. She's a Galway was a Galway resident. She died last year, but she was a kidney recipient of 29 years. And she was a founder member of the Irish Kidney Association. And she was a great friend of the garden. Juliana Antonio Byrne, she's the sister of Ernesto Antonio, who is a Galway man, but had a heart transplant in 1999. And he has done some amazing things since his heart transplant. He has done marathons, and he's at the moment in Spain doing a Camino type walk. So Juliana, his sister, is going to read a special message from him, again thanking, just acknowledging the wonderful gift that organ donation is, that he can now be not only just living again but living life to the full.